Three tries and three failures for United Airlines in its effort to obtain a federal loan guarantee. United is trying to emerge from bankruptcy. Today, a federal panel stood firm in its rejection of United's request for government backing, and it closed the door on any further attempts. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
United started this process a year and a half ago. Shortly before it filed for bankruptcy, it sought a $1.8 billion loan guarantee. The amount was whittled down in subsequent applications, but the answer from the Air Transportation Stabilization Board has always been the same: no. And this time, the federal panel told United not to come back again. Today's decision was not much different from what the ATSB had to say less than 2 weeks ago. That's when the panel said it seemed United could find financing on its own, since airline credit markets are improving. The panel commended United for the steps it's taken to emerge from bankruptcy, but it said the airline simply did not meet the requirements Congress set to help airlines left reeling after the September 11th attacks.
Well, we believe we met the criteria head on.
United spokeswoman Jean Medina says United was clearly affected by September 11th, believes it's a necessary part of the transportation system, and was confident about its ability to pay back a loan it says it needs to help it emerge from bankruptcy. Medina says although disappointed with the ATSB decision, the airline will be able to secure adequate financing.
We think so. The great work that we've done over the past 18 months has created a solid, competitive business that we expect will attract the capital necessary to exit. The progress of our restructuring efforts has been acknowledged by many third parties, including the ATSB.
Airline analyst Phil Bagley, a managing director with Standard & Poor's, says it seems the ATSB apparently believes United's problems are more related to low-cost competition and high fuel prices than the September 11th attacks. Bagley agrees that United has cut cost and has a powerful route system, but he says United will need to do more to attract the necessary financing.
Yeah, the steps that are in United's control are trying to reduce their operating costs further. The factors that aren't in United's control are fuel prices, the potential for terrorism. So even if they do their job, outside events could derail their reorganization plan.
Bagley says United may consider employee pensions as it looks for further reductions, but United's unions say it's premature to talk about any more concessions. A spokeswoman for United Flight Attendants says at this point, concessions are not even on the radar screen. Captain Herb Hunter with the Airline Pilots Union says workers fully expect United can find a solution without returning to employees.
We've turned this carrier around. Everyone is given. You know, we've stepped up and worked with our company's management, and I think all of our employees have worked together. I, of course, can only technically speak for the pilots, but I don't think there's a person on the property that hasn't done everything they can do.
If United had received the federal loan guarantee, it was expected to emerge from bankruptcy by the end of this year. Without the government's backing, it's not clear when the nation's second largest carrier will be able to put its bankruptcy behind it. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.